Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. The fallout from last Friday's NPHET briefing continues, with the aftermath of comments raised in the Dáil this afternoon and also at an online briefing by the Deputy Chief Medical Officer. Also in this bulletin, we'll hear from Minister Charlie McConnellogue about €12 million being provided to restart work on a breakwater at Greencastle Harbour. The work has been stalled for 10 years. It's due to begin shortly again. Local authorities across the country are being urged to allow access to public buildings so that toilets can be used. And a County Tyrone man who allegedly rammed a Garda patrol car twice is returned for trial in Donegal Court. Later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with the sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the ongoing aftermath of last Friday's comments at an NPHET briefing by the Chief Medical Officer. Well, Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle told the Dáil this afternoon that the announcement of a COVID information line by Gardaí this week raises serious questions about the government's attitude to Donegal. He told the Taoiseach he attended a weekend briefing for local Oireachtas members in light of comments on Friday last by the Chief Medical Officer about the high incidence rate of COVID in Donegal. However, Deputy Pringle told Taoiseach Micheál Martin that some promises made at that meeting were not kept, and the biggest announcement of all was never even mentioned.
Having attended the hour and a half meeting, I can say that it was little but a PR exercise. CMO Tony Holohan was supposedly to be on Highland Radio yesterday morning on the 9th news show with Greg Hughes to outline what they were doing in relation to the outbreaks. I listened to the show and was unsurprised to hear that it was just local representatives again. I have been asking about the access to test centres and vaccines for people in Donegal since the start of the pandemic. I've been calling for an all-Ireland zero COVID approach, something which I raised with you in January of this year, because of the issues of having differing regulations and regimes on both sides of the border. One of the things announced yesterday, which did not come out of that PR stunt last Saturday, is that the Gardaí have set up a tout line, a rat line, a Garda hotline asking for neighbours to tout on neighbours. What planet are you on, Taoiseach, if that is the response from government and the response from officialdom in relation to this COVID outbreak in Donegal? Taoiseach, what we need in Donegal is walk-in test centres, vaccination clinics, and extending them to ensure that people for more than 1 week, to ensure that people can actually be tested. Not a line where people are being encouraged to inform on their friends and neighbours and for breaches of COVID. That is crazy, and that will do nothing but set back the response in the county.
Deputy Thomas Pringle, while responding, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said highlighting serious figures has been proven in the past to change behaviour. He said more walk-in test centres will be provided in Donegal if that's deemed necessary to stem the rise of COVID in the county. He began by defending the weekend briefing.
In respect of Donegal, I wouldn't accept your analysis that it was a PR stunt. I think that's unfortunate presentation, because I do think it's important that where the numbers are high, you know, awareness is important around that issue, because we do know from previous experiences during the pandemic that when people see numbers rising in any particular location, it does affect behaviour. It can lead to a change of behaviour, greater caution, for example, if numbers go up in hospitals or if the number of cases rise more generally. So I think, you know, that in itself is not a negative. I think what is important, I think the opening of the walk-in test centre in Milford is an important outcome of what transpired at the weekend. And if additional walk-in centres are required, then they should be provided as well. Because I think that works and has been proven to work in other locations where there are high numbers. And by such mechanisms, they brought the numbers down. I believe the same can happen here in Donegal. And I think everything must be done to make sure that Donegal, along with the country, you know, continues with the reopening of key sectors of society and the economy. It would be an awful pity if that was not to transpire. But I have every confidence that we can improve on the figures in terms of the number of cases in Donegal, which unfortunately is much higher than the remainder of the country itself.
That was Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking in the Dáil this afternoon. Those comments part of a wider discussion between himself and Deputy Thomas Pringle. That whole discussion can be heard on our website, highlandradio.com. Meanwhile, at an online media briefing this afternoon, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Ronan Glynn, pointed out that yesterday there were over 200 referrals by GPs of people for testing in Donegal. That's a rise on previous days. He said that may be a factor of the bank holiday and also may be an indication that more people are coming forward to seek tests in the county. Asked about the hurt that comments made at last Friday's NPHET briefing have caused in Donegal, Dr. Glynn said the intention was not to insult, but to encourage. He said the last time such an intervention was made, the response was positive and case numbers came down. He believes the same will happen again.
I understand, as I said earlier in this, that there's been a lot of debate. Some of what was said has been skewed in particular ways. Ultimately, what I've seen is a very positive response, notwithstanding some of the coverage of it. I think most organisations and most people are putting their hands up to see what more they can do to drive down incidents. And let's see what happens over the coming weeks. But as I said, I'm positive that the effect of the last few days, and I'm not just talking about last Friday, the effect of the last few days and the response that I'm seeing from people across the county in terms of the organisations, etc., will mean, in fact, that incidents will hopefully go down and that we'll be able to amplify really positively in a couple of weeks' time the turnaround in Donegal. I have no doubt that our media colleagues at local and national level will amplify those messages when we come out positively about Donegal in a couple of weeks' time to reassure people that things are under control.
And that was Dr. Roland Dinn speaking at an online media briefing this afternoon. The Director of Public Health in the Northwest, Dr. Anthony Breslin, also addressed that online briefing. And earlier today on the 9 till noon show, he said there needs to be an acceptance that COVID-19 is in the community and preventative measures must be taken. Dr. Breslin said one single social gathering in Donegal resulted in up to 40 people being infected with COVID-19. He stressed compliance with guidelines needs to continue to bring the virus under control for once and for all.
We have to accept that no matter how many cases of the virus are out there, if you just are unlucky enough to meet the person with the virus and you don't take the precautions and they don't take the precautions, you can pick up the virus and then you can spread it. And that's what happens, whether you meet one person in a day or 10 people in a day. That's the reality. And I think what we're trying to do is saying, yes, people have done a lot over the last 18 months. And what we want to do is we want to get to a situation where we put the lid on the situation and we don't go back.
Well, the COVID outbreak at Letterkenny University Hospital's maternity department has been brought under control. The hospital's general manager, Sean Murphy, confirmed today a number of staff and patients were affected by the outbreak. He also says there has been a decrease in the number of people with COVID-19 presenting at the hospital in recent days. However, Mr. Murphy, speaking on today's 9 till noon show, said the number of COVID-related hospital admissions does appear to be turning a corner.
There's a number of factors, and as I've said to you before, and I'm not an epidemiologist, so I wouldn't want to claim expertise outside my field. What I would say is obviously the vaccination program may be having some impact, but the number of vaccinations through our centre to date is just under 17,000. That's a lot of vaccinations done, but in a large population, the numbers that we're seeing presenting in the hospital, I wouldn't want to attribute it purely to vaccination.
Other news now, and money is to be provided to restart work on a breakwater at Greencastle Harbour. The work has been stalled for 10 years. The project saw work done between 2007 and 2011. Since then, nothing's happened. Today, the Agriculture and Marine Minister, Charlie McConnell, confirmed that just under €12 million is to be spent on completing the project. 25% of the money will come from Donegal County Council and the rest from his department. Minister McConnell says under the leadership of Donegal County Council, he's hopeful work will begin shortly. And he says this should ensure that Greencastle achieves its full potential.
It's really important for the port of Greencastle, which is a really important fishing harbour nationally, and strategically really important as well. And there's tremendous capacity there to develop the port and the harbour in the years ahead. So I'm delighted as Minister for the Marine to be able to confirm this $11.9 million funding commitment. And the project will be managed by Donegal County Council, and they now have the green light to commence the preparations for that and to, in the best time frame possible, proceed with getting the preparations completed and commencing the work.
We know that Donegal County Council, the Harbour authorities and indeed yourself and your own department officials have had a series of meetings in recent days. Coming out of those meetings, is there a time frame? When do you anticipate this work will finally be finished?
I hope it will move as quickly as possible now. What's really important is the funding commitment today, and that coming from the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine now, there's a clear commitment there to fully fund it. 75% from the department, 25% from the Donegal County Council. The council will now proceed in terms of preparing the renewal of the planning permission, the foreshore consent, and indeed then the tender documents to award the contract. So I hope that work will be able to proceed in the best time frame possible. But what's clear coming out from today is the clear commitment that this project will be fully funded, that it will recommence, that work now starts. And thankfully, the fishing Greencastle and indeed the local community and indeed Donegal as a whole can look forward to this project, much needed project, actually being completed. And after some 10 years of an unfortunate delay, I'm delighted as Minister to be able to deliver the funding necessary to ensure that work will be finalised.
That was Minister Charlie McConnellogue there. Local authorities across the country are being urged to allow access to public buildings so their toilets can be used. Dublin City Council has opened a number of properties on a toilets-only basis. It comes as the country prepares for a largely outdoor summer with access to public toilets believed to be potentially a problematic issue. Environment Minister Eamon Ryan says it's something that the government is looking at.
This is one of a series of measures the government are doing to say it has to be outdoors and we have to provide the facilities for people while we are outdoors in the next, particularly in the next 2-3 months. So we'll be pushing every local authority and supporting in whatever way we can. They're opening up facilities.
A County Tyrone man who allegedly rammed a Garda patrol car twice in a high-speed chase in South Donegal has been returned for circuit court trial at Donegal Town District Court. 31-year-old Dwayne Farry, with addresses at Mount Stewart Road and Ashfield Gardens in Fintana, is charged with causing criminal damage to a Garda car at Birchhill, Donegal Town, on January 24th last. He's also charged with assaulting Detective Garda Paul McHugh, causing him harm on the same date at Rossmore, Donegal Town. He also faces a number of other charges, as Michaela Clark now reports.
As well as the Birchhill and Rossmore charges, Dwayne Farry, who has been in custody since January, is charged with driving a vehicle in a manner which created a substantial risk of death or serious injury to another at Keeldrums, Drumlonagher and Tully Earl, all in Donegal Town, on the same date. Detective Sergeant Matty Murphy gave evidence of serving the book of evidence on the defendant at Donegal Town District Court this morning, and Farry was returned for trial to the next sitting of Donegal Town Circuit Court on December the 7th. Judge Kevin Kilrain remanded the defendant in custody with consent to his own bail of €4,000 cash. The conditions are that he would live in a named address in East Donegal, observe a curfew from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m, keep his mobile phone charged and available to Gardaí at all times, and to sign on at Letterkenny Garda Station 3 times a week. He has also been ordered not to sit in the driving seat of a vehicle, either stationary or moving.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by MichaelMurphySports.ie. Shop 24/7 with nationwide next day delivery.
Approaching 5:15, and we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Dolan. We start with Gaelic Games. Inter-county minor and under-20 players can resume training from next Monday, the 10th of May. Doubts were cast over the age grades, but the Central Competitions Control Committee will publish its fixture list for minor and under-20 championships in the coming days. The schedule will include both the completion of the 2020 competitions and dates for 2021 inter-county competitions at the respective levels. Matches in those age grades will be promoted from June the 7th. The Ulster Minor Football Championship was one of the competitions from last year, which still has to be completed. Tyrone and Derry have to meet at the semi-final stage, while Fermanagh and Monaghan are due to face off in the other semi. Last year's Donegal Minor manager Luke Bard will take charge again for the 2021 Minor campaign, while Gary Duffy is the man in charge of the under-20s for this year. The Ulster Council CCC have confirmed the dates and times for the upcoming Ulster Senior Football Championship, with Donegal kicking things off on Sunday the 27th of June against Down. That match in Park Essler will start at 1:15 in Newry. That's a first round tie, with the winner of course to go through to play Derry in the quarter final on Sunday the 11th of June. If Donegal do progress, the match at McCool Park against their neighbours will be at 4 o'clock that day. The previous day, Saturday the 10th of July, Tyrone will play Cavan at Hayley Park in another Ulster quarter final, and that one's due to throw in at 4:30. While the semi-final involving Tyrone, Donegal or Derry, along with Cavan and Down in the mix as well, whoever comes through the games to meet in that last four encounter will have a 2 o'clock throw-in on Sunday the 18th of July. The final, which is Sunday the 1st of August, will start at 3:15. Mayo GAA have confirmed that four-time football all-star Keith Higgins will captain the county hurlers for 2021. The 36-year-old won 8 Connacht senior football titles with Mayo during a 14-year football career before moving to the hurling panel. Donegal, who start their Division 2B league campaign this Sunday against Roscommon, welcome Mayo to Letterkenny on Sunday the 23rd of May. To football now, Chelsea and Real Madrid contest the second Champions League semi-final this evening. The tie is poised at one goal apiece heading into the second leg, which kicks off at 8 o'clock at Stamford Bridge. Mateo Kovacic is absent for Chelsea, but Real have Sergio Ramos available. The winners will play Manchester City in the final after their 4-1 aggregate win over PSG last night. Chelsea manager Thomas Tuchel feels his side are in a good space.
We have to try to be away from all the rumours and everything that is happening around the club and focus on the pitch, because the best way to help the club to be in the best possible position is to win football matches and be competitive at the highest level.
The Premier League say that home fans only will be allowed in the stadiums for the final two rounds of the competition later this month. Subject to UK government approval, crowds of up to 10,000 supporters will be allowed to games on Tuesday the 18th, Wednesday the 19th and Sunday the 23rd of May. Manchester United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says the concerns of their supporters need to be listened to, but that Sunday's protests got out of hand. Around 200 fans broke into Old Trafford to demonstrate against the club's owners, the Glazier family. There were also some clashes with police outside the stadium before their Premier League game with Liverpool was postponed.
It's everyone's right to protest. It has to be in a civilised manner, though. It has to be in a peaceful manner. And unfortunately, when you break in, when police officers get injured, scarred for life, that's too far.
In athletics, Dublin Marathon organisers remain hopeful that this year's race can go ahead as planned in October. Last year's event was cancelled on account of the pandemic, with 25,000 runners due to take part. Those numbers are expected to be significantly reduced should this year's race go ahead, with a final decision due on June 25th. And in boxing, and Taoiseach Micheál Martin says professional bouts are unlikely to be staged in this country right now due to security concerns. Martin says it's not a comfortable environment. The Regency Hotel shooting in 2016 and another shooting outside the National Stadium in 2018 have undermined the policing of professional events. That's your sport this Wednesday here on Highland. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Donegal County Council is working to identify a suitable decarbonising zone that will help other communities across the county implement similar measures. Under the Climate Action Plan 2019, each local authority is required to identify one zone within its boundaries. With more detail, here's Trish Laverty.
Donegal County Council is keen to hear from communities who are interested in becoming a resilient, vibrant and sustainable community and are keen to reduce its carbon emissions and energy use and work well together to join the county's decarbonising journey. The initiative will consist of very important test beds, which will allow the council to understand the scale of the challenge in decarbonising the county, including the economy and wider society, and to map out the various key stakeholders and enablers. Decarbonising Donegal will include wider benefits such as air quality, improved health, biodiversity, embodied carbon, lower noise levels, waste, water and circular economy. The local authority will work with decarbonising zone communities to achieve national and EU goals of Ireland becoming carbon neutral by 2050. More information on how community groups can get involved is available on donegalcountycouncil.ie.
Two Sinn Féin MLAs in Derry have confirmed they will not stand for the party in the next Assembly election. Foyle MLAs Martina Anderson and Karen Mullen have both confirmed they'll stand down and not seek re-election next year. It comes after it emerged last week the entire leadership of Sinn Féin in Derry has been asked to stand aside after an investigation into the party's election performance and governance in the city. There's still uncertainty over whether Gaelic courses planned for this summer will go ahead or not. In a parliamentary response received by Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty from Gaelic Minister Catherine Martin, there's little clarity for Gaeltacht College. Neither is there clarity if compensation would be forthcoming if courses are cancelled. Deputy Piers Doherty says another year without Gaeltacht Colleges would be devastating for local communities. He says a comprehensive support plan is now needed.
We've raised this with the Minister as late as last week, and what we're hearing back is that there's a kind of process of discussion and consultation that has taken place at this point in time, that there's guidelines that have been issued to the colleges, but yet no certainty whether Gaeltacht Colleges will be permitted during the summer months. And probably crucially for those who would rely on the income from the Gaeltacht College, that is the families who host the students, the community centres which rent out their premises to the colleges, and indeed the colleges themselves. What is Plan B? What supports will be there if, like last year, that the Gaeltacht Colleges can't go ahead? And it's really, really important now that people understand, particularly the Moretti and those living in the Gaeltacht, understand what it is that supports that will be available to them if their summer income is depleted as it was last year.
And it's no secret that Gaeltacht communities have been hit hard, like many other communities within Donegal during the pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is part of the annual budget cycle for many families. They know and they can rely on the fact that they open up their houses every summer to allow for students from across the country to come here and learn our native language. It is part of their income. And without that, it's important that the department recognises that they have gone without, and therefore it is supported. We did see a scheme last year. We need to know if that scheme or a similar scheme or an enhanced scheme will be available this year. And we need to know what type of supports are there. But I think what we need now in the month of May is a bit of certainty and a decision or a date for a decision from the Minister as to when certainty will be brought as to whether colleges will go ahead this year.
And that was Deputy Piers Doherty speaking there to Michaela Clark. Returning to COVID-19 and north of the border, the Stormont Health Minister is being urged to provide more vaccination appointment areas for the northwest. Concerns have been raised by people in Strabane and the wider area who say they're struggling to secure appointments for vaccinations locally, or they're being forced to travel as far away as Belfast to receive their jobs. Access to the mass vaccination centres currently operating in Derry, Omagh and Enniskillen is proving difficult. West Tyrone MLA Melissa McHugh says he believes pharmacies should be used in order to speed up the process.
There's difficulties at the present time, and I've been contacted by people who have been attempting to make their appointments online and are having great difficulty in that with it, and in some cases have been redirected to Belfast, which has proven impossible maybe for some to actually travel there. But not only that, like the main centres at the present time, one I being in Enniskillen and the other one being in Derry and so on, but for once again too, that a lot of people are having difficulty in accessing those centres, and particularly those that people who don't have transport and have difficulty accessing it. And I'd like to see more vaccines being made available, and that they could be distributed locally as well too, possibly through community pharmacies and the likes of it.
Well, the forecast, scattered showers and sunny spells will continue this evening, with some showers turning heavy at times, along with a risk of hail. The showers will eventually die out later this evening. Winds light to moderate north to northwest in direction. Tonight, the showers will die out, but a few lighter outbreaks will continue to affect northwestern parts of the region in lowest temperatures of minus 2 to plus 2 degrees Celsius, frost forming, along with a few isolated pockets of mist, which will develop overnight. Tomorrow, it'll be cool and bright with some good sunny spells, scattered showers of rain or hail. In the afternoon, with some showers turning heavy at times, a risk of some thundery downpours. Highest temperatures tomorrow, 10 or 12 degrees Celsius in light to moderate northerly breezes. Main stories in brief this evening, and Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has said the announcement of a COVID-19 line by Gardaí this week raises serious questions about the government's attitude to Donegal. He described a weekend briefing with local Oireachtas members, the Minister for Health and the Chief Medical Officer, as a PR stunt. Responding, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said highlighting serious figures has been proven to change behaviour. He said more walk-in test centres will be provided if that's deemed necessary to stem the rise of COVID in Donegal. At an online media briefing this afternoon, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Ronan Glynn, was asked about the hurt comments made at an Evett briefing last Friday caused in Donegal. He said the intention was not to insult, but to encourage, and he believes that cases will come down as a result of the reaction to what was said. And Greencastle is to get €12 million to finish the breakwater. Back with news again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 5th of May. The death has occurred of Eunan Porter, Stewart's Care, Palmerstown, Dublin, formerly of 228 St Eunan's Terrace, Raphoe. Funeral will arrive at Eunan's family home in St Eunan's Terrace, Raphoe on Friday morning at 10:45, followed by funeral procession to St Eunan's Church, Raphoe for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, house funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 25 people permitted. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on parishofraphoe.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Stewart's Care, Palmerstown, care of Kelly Funeral Director, Oakfield, Raphoe. The death has taken place of John McConnellog, Drumore Lower, Letterkenny. Funeral Mass at 11 o'clock on Friday morning in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, followed by interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Due to HSC and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 25 people permitted. Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Jim McGlynn Funeral Director, Glen Carr, Letterkenny. The death has occurred of James E. Melly, Tomb, Letchermeckle Ward. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 in St Bridget's Church, Letchermeckle Ward, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 25 people permitted. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Sean McGlynn, Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of Liam Lynch, Galdena, Upper Manor, Cunningham. Liam's remains are reposing at his parents, Paddy and Hannah's home in Galdena. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Columba's Church, Drumahl, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the intensive care unit at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family members only, please, with a maximum of 25 people permitted.